The Magnificence of a Glowing Grasshopper. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the podcast version of my newsletter dated the 16th of October, 2020, and this is episode 65. The title today is The Magnificence of a Glowing Grasshopper. What's that all about? Well, if you get the newsletter, you'll see the picture at the top of it. I took that picture with my phone. It's not been filtered or edited in any way. And I know, it looks like a painting. It is, in fact, a grasshopper on the other side of the bathroom glass, glowing in the light of the sun. It's sort of translucent, isn't it? There's beauty everywhere. I just walked into the bathroom and there it was. It was glowing. It was beautiful. And I had to take the picture. I think it's quite stunning. It looks like some kind of special painting with oils or something. The beauty surrounds us. And the question is whether we notice. And I've been thinking about the beauty of creation and meditating on how good everything is that God made, according to Genesis 1 and 2 anyway. And my latest devotional activity each morning is to sit looking out of the window at a pyracantha bush festooned with resplendent red berries on which the sparrows are gorging themselves. And whilst that scene is before me, I listen to the Lectio 365 devotional for the day. So I've got beauty coming into my ears, all about God, but I've also got beauty there feasting my eyes on that just outside the window. It's a bit dark when I start, of course it's quite early, but ultimately as the sun begins to come up, as the light begins to dawn, I see the berries, I see the bush, I see the birds. To say that everything God made was good is a gross understatement. Everything he made is magnificent. I came across the quote I'm going to give you now in my research for this week's Quiet Time Coaching podcast, and it's from a chap called Paternus, Advice to a Son. It reads this: "First of all, my child, think magnificently of God. Magnify his providence, adore his power, pray to him frequently and incessantly. Bear him always in your mind. Teach your thoughts to reverence him in every place, for there is no place where he is not. Therefore, my child, fear and worship and love God. First and last, think magnificently of him." Well, I don't know who Paternus was, but that was good advice to his son. I hope his son paid heed to it. Think magnificently of God. The focus of this week's Quiet Time Coaching podcast is on adoring God. And how do we adore him healthily? And what does that look like? How do we grow in that? And I hope this week's podcast will give you some insight. But more than that, I hope you are convinced of the magnificence of God. There's no point in trying to adore him if we're not convinced that he is truly magnificent. And also the magnificence of everything he has made, including you. Yes, You are magnificent. Think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. Are you weak? Yeah. Do you struggle? Yes. Do you sin? Yeah. Does that make you any less magnificent? No. No, no, and yet no. You are magnificent to God. God made you. He doesn't, what does somebody say, God don't make junk. He made you magnificent and he views you magnificent because Jesus did something magnificent so that you could be magnificent. I mean, this is something I struggle with. But this week I've been telling myself, God thinks of me, I'm magnificent. I'm part of his magnificent creation. I'm no more magnificent than the next person, but I'm still magnificent amongst magnificent people, amongst a magnificent creation, because I have a magnificent God. How might your times of quiet with God change if you were willing to accept that you are a magnificent creation of a magnificent God? Well, let me know what you think about that. I'd be interested. Well, let me just fill you in on other things that are on the website this week. First of all, you should see links to the event There Is No Longer Jew Nor Greek, Dialogue on Christianity and Race. That's this coming Saturday, a week Saturday. That's the 24th of October. Over 60 people have registered so far, so please do so if you haven't already done that. Working on the event with some friends, really enjoying it. Looking forward to hearing from Andy and Sandra Azilo, from Mike D'Souza, Ellie Narcotti, Rachel Corson, and Dr. Andy Bawachi, of course. And we'll have breakout rooms, a good 30 minutes for discussion. So I think it'll be a very helpful event, helping us to understand, well, helping us to better understand how to have this dialogue about Christianity and race and all the challenges therein. As for podcasts and YouTube videos that I've been putting up this week, Tuesday Teaching Tips number 218 is How to Make History Inspiring. And I want to thank Edwin for sending in a question which helped me to do that. And I hope you find the way to make history inspiring in your lessons. What we're reading this week is episode 44, and it's on the journal of John Woolman, a Quaker. And I talk in the book about how his journaling helped me to understand a lot more about the issues in the 18th century to do with slavery, Quaker life, and also the way that he approached people. He felt he needed to have a meaningful and challenging conversation with about their ownership of slaves. And it's a fascinating insight into that world. Quiet Time Coaching this week is episode 247, and it is called Start With A Pause. Start With A Pause. Next week, we'll talk about adoration. I just realized I talked about that earlier as this week's episode. No, adoration is next week's episode, but this week's is Start With A Pause. It's about pausing and preparing ourselves, reminding ourselves we're in the presence of God before we actually start to pray, or at least making pausing part of our prayer times. But you can listen to the audio for that if you would like to know more. As for the week ahead, I've got quite a busy week, I have to say. So I've got a few things you could pray about, if you wouldn't mind. I'd be very grateful. First of all, I'm preaching this Sunday for the Watford Church, the second installment of looking at Paul in lockdown, inspiration from lockdown. This week, we're talking about prison hospitality, which I think has some fascinating parallels for us in our COVID lockdown world. So that's this week, Paul's prison hospitality. Also this week, I'll be helping to put together the next class in Thames Valley teaching series on inspiration in lockdown. On Tuesday, there'll be a new teaching series speaking tip, the first one of a new series. The first one is called Make People Dream. I think you'll like that if you have any responsibilities with preaching and teaching. The midweek meeting for the men of the Watford Church is on Wednesday. We'll be spending a second session talking about how we deepen our friendships. This coming Thursday, I've got a meeting with the wonderful location leaders of the Thames Valley Church discussing plans for next year, because 2021 is just around the corner. On Saturday, I've talked about it, but we've got the There Is No Longer Jew Nor Greek event coming up. Please sign up, or at least, if you can't come or you're not that interested, pass the link on to somebody else who might be. Looking forward to lunch on Saturday with our good friends Adrian and Maureen Hill. It's been too long since we, in fact, it's April since the last time we were able to do that. So looking forward to lunch on Saturday. This week's Quiet Time Coaching episode I've mentioned, that's going to be based on Pete Gregg's book, How to Pray Again, and we'll be looking at adoration, as I mentioned earlier. The next What We're Reading episode is based on the book The Gospels and Rabbinic Judaism, a book by Michael Hilton and Gordian Marshall. We'll be talking there about comparisons between Rabbinic Judaism, the Mishnah, and so on, and the Gospels, the way that Christians and Jews interpret Scripture. It would be interesting. And I'm working on a teaching series for January and February 2021 on the character of Abraham. I'm thoroughly enjoying that, studying for that. And on Sunday, I'm traveling up to Edinburgh, all things being permitted, if that's still allowed by Sunday. I'll be traveling to Edinburgh to spend a couple of days with my good friends Douglas and Vicky Jacoby. Looking forward to that so much, just to catch up in life in general, but also to talk about all things teaching. And I'm looking forward to sharing ideas and discussing things. Well, I think that's it for this week. I do hope that you see many magnificent things this week. They're all around you. Maybe you'll see a glowing grasshopper. Maybe you'll see something else. But I hope more than anything, you will trust in a magnificent God and trust and believe that He has made you magnificent. Until the next time, take care and God bless.